You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yankees win. The Yankees win. But, man, it's never easy with these Yankees. And we're critical of them, and we're going to be critical of them tonight. I'm glad they evened up the series. Tampa's not a good team. Like, if they would have found a way to screw that one up, man. Dial 888-808-1019. I'm freshly back from the stadium. Shout out to you if I ran into you tonight or you said what's up. Hello. Told you I'd be down here. Told you I'd do this, man. I go to the stadium to root for the Yankees. I go to the stadium with Yankee logos on me to root for the home team. I don't boo my own team, but I understand some of you boo birds and why you boo, and I get it, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm done with that. Keith, we pay our hard-earned money. You pay your hard-earned money to go to the stadium, boo the team, run on the field, fight people, get drunk, do all this other stuff that you shouldn't do either. So, whatever. It is what it is, Joe. You know, what I was saying last night, and I guess it caught as the Mets tie the game right there, Brett Beatty slides home. Got eyes on the Mets again. Mets ride along. But what I was saying last night on my show, I wasn't at the game last night. But I watched, and the Boo Birds were out. And I had been at the Philly series Friday and Sunday, and I could feel this negative energy. I could feel this want to boo the team, this frustration because they're not in first place, because the trade deadline's coming, and there's all this talk about selling and what the Yankees used to be and what they aren't anymore, and this Brian Cashman era with Aaron Boone, and now Judge is hurt, and now what are we doing with this guy, and are we going to go get this guy, and are we going to call Spencer Jones up? There's just a lot of agita. There's a lot of uneasiness, and I get it. You know what? You should be uncomfortable. We all should be uncomfortable right now because we're not where we're supposed to be. But you know what? This is life. Baseball imitates life. These are human beings playing the game. They're not robots. This is not AI. And we are not robots. We are all different. We're all going to react differently. Some of you have packed it up. You're ready for football, and we'll get to the football talk later. Training camp is off and running, and I know you guys want to talk about the Jets and the Giants, and we could do that. Some of you are diehard Yankee fans, glasses always half full. Never say die. It's always our year. World Series is on the table till it's not. Some of you are so jaded, so beaten, so just down about the state of the franchise and the 16-year drought where you're just going through the motions like, whatever, man. I got to protect my own emotions. Can't let it get to me. And I understand all of that. I mean, depending on the way the game goes, that's how I am too. But I went to the game tonight with full intentions of being loud in there, picking up other fans in there. And I was loud enough. I wasn't that far back from the dugout. I know they could hear me. And the way that the game started, and this is the biggest talking point tonight, the way that the game started in that first inning, Anthony Volpe, come on down again, brother. I root for him. I defend him. But I root for the laundry, and I defend all of the Yankees for the most part, especially if they are homegrown, if they are, you know, low cost, don't have huge contracts, if they're young and still developing. But like, this has developed into a situation. It's past all of that. Starting the conversation with Anthony Volpe, the error he had in the beginning of the game that led to the Yankees starting off back-to-back games being down two, when you need to split this series at the least, it can't happen. He's got to make that flip to Jazz to get that play at second base every single time. Every single time. Now, there was some good from Anthony Volpe. He drove in a run. Drove in Dominguez. He gave us the insurance run. Hit a home run. That's when I left the building. I said, yes, there's the insurance run I needed. He smacked that ball to deep center. Yes, it's there. Keep hitting homers. If you go look at his last seven games and the homers he's hit, like that is there. But then I'm driving away and I'm listening to Mr. Dave Sims on the call. And we're just trying to get the last out. And I just got back here and I watched him double clutch and think and think and think about the throw and not make the throw. The Yankees have to step in here. The options are let Anthony Volpe continue to be in his head, to overthink, to struggle in front of all of us. That is a tough stage to just overcome this defensive slump on, because your own fans, we eat our own, are ready to boo. Early in that game where he caught that ball and then he dropped it to try to deke the runner, from where I was sitting in my section, we thought he dropped the ball. I stood up and I turned my back to the field. And my boy Matt tapped me like, yo, he was just trying to get. I'm like, we were so prepared for a mistake. We were expecting an error. Anthony Volpe now leads Major League Baseball with 15 errors. The Yankees have to step in here and do something. And it's not going to damage the kid. Now, we can run through the options. I just heard Susan talk about a little bit with E-Man. And I was talking in the stadium with other fans. Okay. Peraza is still on the team, who I think is soon to be a casualty. Yes, we're coming up on Wednesday tonight, and we will be a day away from the trade deadline. And I do expect more moves. We'll talk about some of the moves that happened in Major League Baseball and what the Yankees still need to do. Waiting on pitching. Peraza's on the team. Somebody suggested, hey, Peraza's got to come in at the end of the game as a defensive replacement. No, absolutely not. No, you want to talk about, oh, killing his confidence? Taking him out of the game to put Peraza in as a defensive replacement? No, that's not an option. But neither is sending him down to not be in the spotlight, not be on the main stage, not be in the show, because you do need his bat. You could argue those two runs that he drove in today, that was the difference in the game. You do need his bat. You do need that production, especially with Judge out. But the yips that he has right now, the Yankees have to step in and say, hey, you are a human being. You're not a robot. We can't just program you overnight and you come and just break out of it. We can see your pressing. We can see your mechanics are breaking down. Your fundamentals aren't there. You're overthinking it because you don't want to make a mistake. We are all human. We all need mental health days. We all need days off. We get paid time off. All of us. No, nobody is above it. Aaron Judge isn't above it. Aaron Judge is the best player in the game. He gets a half day to DH and not have to play the field. They do scheduled rest for everybody. In that first game, or was it the second game of the Toronto series, where Bellinger, who's looking like the MVP of the team right now, Bellinger wasn't in the game. We're like, what is going on? They play the splits, the analytics, they rest guys. Why is Anthony Volpe not a candidate for scheduled rest? 888-808-1019. Ahmed Rosario is on the team. So there is no putting in Peraza as a defensive replacement for the kid. That will completely crush his confidence. Wow, I can't even be on the field when we get the last out and shake hands. No. Andrew Velasquez, Squid Games. We're not about to play those Squid Games. No, he's not coming up and Volpe's not going down. But Ahmed Rosario exists on this team, whose natural position is a shortstop, who came up a shortstop, who last night I was showing you, he played with the Nationals at shortstop. He's played shortstop in the last few years. In the last 3 years that Volpe has been on the team, Ahmed Rosario has also played shortstop. Would it hurt them to put him there once a week, every other week, to give Volpe a mental day? It's so loud and clear that this young man is thinking about it. I'm watching the post game. I'm seeing he's got pimples on his face, and everybody gets pimples. We're all human, but they look like stress pimples. I've had stress pimples before. I know you've probably had them before. When you're not sleeping right, when you're thinking too much, you break out. I am begging the New York Yankees to not stay stuck on their ways. And he's an elite defensive shortstop. He's a hard worker. He's a good kid. He recovers fast. We need him. It is okay to say, Ahmed Rosario, you're starting today. Volpe, we love you. We are rooting for you, and the fans are rooting for you. When you drove in that run, it was loud. When you hit that home run, it was loud. We don't want to boo you. But it's not the standard. Leading the league in errors as the shortstop of the New York Yankees is unacceptable. It has to change. And I'm not putting this 24-year-old kid in a position to say, just figure it out. Just play through it. We've done that already. We're going into August. Am I tweaking? 888-808-1019. I had to get that out first because there's so much conversation around it. And yeah, if you guys want to go to the stadium, boo, go and boo. I don't do that. But like, I understand it. You're booing the organization. You're booing the amount of errors. You're booing out of frustration because it cost us. Early in that game, you killed the vibes in the place. Early in that game, we don't worry about the double play. Get the out at second, and what happens? Max Fried, on a day where we need Max Fried, he's starting off in the hole. He's starting there with almost 30 pitches thrown in the first inning. And the umpires are trash. That's standard. Umpires warning Boone. Umpires strike zone. And then, a big boil. This guy's got this 6'8 pitcher on the mound. When he finally starts to lose the zone, right, we get to him. Belly, I'm starting the MVP chance in there for Belly. Judge is out, MVP. How good is this guy? This guy's got to finish his career as a Yankee. Yes, that's a lot. I know that's a lot. I understand. He's going to opt out. But, like, what else do you want in a left-handed swing like that in Yankee Stadium? A guy that's a plus defender no matter where you put him. And his demeanor, he's just chilling. He's relaxed. None of this is too big for him. Pelotero, it's in his jeans. Shout out to Clay. We end up getting that game back after, the three runs, giving up the two in the first and then the homer and then whatever. But I wasn't even mad at Max Fried because I'm like, they have cost Max Fried. There was a stat that popped up about Volpe costing Max Fried. And how many errors he's had. And it's like, that's tough to overcome. The guy already had to overcome the blister. Let's see, Yankee source, put out there. This is the fourth error Anthony Volpe has made with Max Fried pitching. His eighth high impact error of the year. Are the Yankees going to fix this? Or are we going to be in a race for a wild card spot? Or if you're looking at the standings and noticing what's happening with the Toronto Blue Jays racing for first place and having costly errors because you want to stay stubborn and stuck on your own decisions that this is our shortstop. Like, oh, yo, we know he's the shortstop. We want him to be the shortstop of the future, but help him. Anyway, Belly ties the game. It wakes the stadium up. Everybody's awake now. We're back in it. It's a fresh game. And like I said, Big Boyle is losing his command. Walks Wells. Ump tried to help him with Ben Rice. Ball was, ball five. And then, Wells steals third. That's another thing, too, the stolen bases. put pressure on the defense. The Tampa Bay Rays aren't good. They make errors too. They make costly mistakes as well. Run. Get on and run. Wells stole a base. Dominguez, Volpe. You love to see it. Little things like that in the game. You know, Max Fried locked in. He threw his career high of pitches. Max Fried, the compete level. Max compete level. I love that. Tell Boone, no, I want it. And I know it didn't work out, but I don't care. When we are struggling, don't fold. Do not just hand the ball over. That's what I've been asking for. Do not just scurry away. Oh, my job is done. Because as soon as they show the bullpen and Jonathan Low Expectations is warming up, I am nervous. Jonathan Loaiza, Jonathan Hiagida, I am like, don't do this. Don't do this. It's fine. It worked out. It worked out. Max Fried, max compete level, goes out there, strikes out 9, throws his career high of pitches. Okay, Taylor Walls gets him. So what? We had a little bit of a lead. All good. Loaiza, a double play ball when you need it. Double play ball when you need it to get us out of there. The Yankees can turn double plays. They can field. They can get it done. And ultimately, you know, when Volpe tacks on that insurance run, you know, we needed it because they were getting some trouble late. And, you know, I had to run out of there. But Devin Williams does what he has to do. And the Yankees win. They even up the series. 35,000 plus in attendance. And I don't expect them to win this series, but I do expect them to at least split. But both are on the table now. Win tomorrow with Will Warren. See what happens in the fourth game. Tampa's not good, bro. I was on last night, and I was talking about they're a fourth-place team in our division. They're selling off. They sold their catcher in Yankee Stadium. They're doing business while they're here in the Bronx. This is not a good team. And this was a team win for the Yankees because they could have folded. They could have been, woe is me. There's a point I tweeted it out. I said, down 3-0 without Aaron Judge and a team that only hits homers. It felt insurmountable. It felt like this is going to be another night of not getting runners on. But like things happen. Like Dominguez with like a teardrop double that hits the line. You know, Volpe coming through. Paul Goldschmidt, oldie but goldie. Paul Goldschmidt, there was a lot of conversation about Paul Goldschmidt being in this game, Stanton not being in this game, where they back Paul Goldschmidt. And his third at bat against the lefty, Jordan Montgomery's third cousin removed, Mason Montgomery. I'm like, if he does not get a knock here off this lefty, then what are we doing? Paul Goldschmidt comes through. Ben Rice with a couple walks. Grisham with a walk. 2 Ks.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But with a walk. Even Ryan McMahon, Mac, I saw you, bro. Warning track power. Two strikeouts. I know you're going to strike out a lot, but keep going. Deepest part of the ballpark, he was almost there. Austin Wells working a walk, scoring two runs, and obviously catching for Max Fried. Max Fried had everything going, and then late in that game, he was just throwing the curveball, the cutter that he threw to Taylor Walls, whatever. You know, the guy was gassed. It was hot as hell out there, but the Yankees win 7-5, and we're all right. We're second place in the American League East. The Toronto Blue Jays are losing to the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles now have a 5-game win streak. Toronto has a 4-game losing streak. So, yeah, all that talk about Toronto, they can get up for the big, bad Yankees in their building, but when they go to Camden Yards, they can't play out there in Birdland with Mr. Splash and all the other shenanigans they do and build a ballpark. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're going to talk Yankees to start. The Mets are on. It's top six. 1-1. The Mets got to take this one to even up that series. We'll get to it. We'll also talk about Cam Scataboo. I told y'all, once the pads come on, I told y'all that was a steal of the draft when it happened. I've been waiting to see this kid with the pads on. I think Giants fans are going to love this kid when he gets into MetLife. And the Jets, it is different. It is different under AG. It is different under Aaron Glenn. Football is coming. Football is approaching very soon. As we hit this trade deadline on Thursday, we also hit the first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, the Lions and the Chargers. It's going to get fun. Let's lock in. Dial 888-808-1019. You got me till 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this. Keith McPherson on the fan, KM to AM. Let's get to the phones and talk about the Yankees and talk about the sports and talk about, I don't know, Malik Nabers scare, talk about, competition and whatnot and things going on in the football world. We'll get to that later. But right now, the focus is Anthony Volpe, Max Fried, Jason Dominguez, Paul Goldschmidt, Jonathan Loaisiga, Devin Williams, the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019, Joey Clams in Brooklyn. You get to go first.
Hey, how you doing, my man? How's everything?
Good, good.
Yeah, I want to talk about Anthony Volpe. He's wound up too tight. He's tense. He's making things too complicated. You could see he's trying to do too much in one time.
Yeah,
he's got to do what Joe Torre said. Do all the little things and the big things that happen. He's throwing the ball into the ground. He's holding the ball too tight.
Yeah,
you know what? But you know what? Listen, Anthony, let's go, my man. You know what? You got to reset. Go back to the old days. Step and throw. Step and throw. And then, you know what? But I do like what he did on the offense and what he played today. That he's 24 years old, 25. He's young and athletic. Dominguez, he's young and athletic. So is the second baseman. This is how they got to play. Run.
Yeah.
You got speed. These kids are here. What are you holding them back for? That's what we never do that.
They got to get on.
You got to let them play.
They got to get on. Thanks for the call, Joey. Yeah, I'll say this with Volpe. Don't they have like a mental health coach? Don't they have like therapists or psychology people? They do. I know they do. Like sports psychologists, maybe do that. But then also, like, he does the work. Everybody that talks about him doing the work. He shows up, he takes ground balls, he throws. But that is way different than when you get in the game. Before, I was saying we're all human. We all overthink things. And then that creates a disconnect between your mind and your body in the like moments that it can't happen. It needs to get back to being second nature. Like Joey Clams just said, get the ball, step, throw it. And, like, just do it in a motion that, like, you don't even kind of, like, you like it shouldn't be that difficult. It shouldn't be that difficult. We've seen him do it. We've seen him do it. You don't make it to where he's made it, not being able to do it. Some people want to talk about, oh, he doesn't have the arm strength. It's not about that. He has the arm strength to make these routine throws. He's thinking too much. And when you're thinking too much, you need to clear your head. And I don't know how the Yankees expect him to go to bed tonight, wake up the next morning and come back and clear his head. Yeah, he might not be on social media. I just heard Jack Curry talk about, yeah, he takes the slings and arrows. He can hear it in the stadium. And if he has a cell phone or comes in contact with any human beings, it is not a quiet thing. It has gotten loud. They need to step in. They need to step in and say, hey, man, I don't know when. I don't know. Even do it like... if I don't even know. I think on the road would be better for him to play. Do it maybe the last game of the series. I think at home is when he needs the off day, because it's harder in front of the Yankee Stadium crowd. You go to Marlins Park, there's 3,000 people there. That's different. Like, he should be fine there. But I just think it's bigger than him. I think it's bigger than, like, the All-Star break wasn't enough. Like, he's leading the league in errors. This has to stop, because it's going to cost us in a crucial moment. And, like, none of us forget how that fifth inning played out in the World Series. I know a lot of you don't feel like this team can get back to the World Series this year, but it's still on the table. And even before that, whether it's the wild card round, whether it's the DS or the CS, we cannot have Anthony Volpe boot a routine ground ball or make a throw into the dirt, spike it with an easy out, and that's something that's going to live forever in the higher stakes moments. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's get in front of it. Like, they have to help him out. And then, yes, on the base paths, like I said, you got to get on. They didn't have base runners last night. But, yeah, you get on. These guys got to be going. Put pressure on the Tampa Bay Rays. Put pressure on their infielders. Put pressure on their catcher. Put pressure on their pitchers, their starting pitchers, guys coming out of the bullpen. Run. You have the athletes to do it. Run. And look at what the good fortune, you know, they found today by putting pressure on the other team. The other team can make errors too. The other team can make mistakes and give you the game as well. Let's go to Dave in East Islip. What's up, David? You're on the Fan.
Hey, David. Hi, Keith. Big fan of yours, man, and big fan of the Yanks.
Thank you.
Hindsight is 2020, but I think that Volpe's missing, the Riz a lot compared to last year after, you know, he eats up a couple in the gap or whatever, but now all is, you know, he throws it across the diamond. There's no pooper scooper on the other side. I feel like Ben Rice has got a big bat.
Paul Goldschmidt is like, I mean, I know Goldie is, a little bit older, but Paul Goldschmidt, if we're talking about missing Rizzo at first base, Paul Goldschmidt is just as good at, or was just as good as Rizzo. Rizzo's another guy that aged out. He's not even in the league this year. But I hear you. I hear you. Paul Goldschmidt's got to be better, and Ben Rice does not have enough experience to clean everything up there. Goldschmidt's got to be better. Goldschmidt's got to help him. But Volpe's got to hit him in the chest, man. Stop making it so hard. Like, this is,
I agree. I agree with that.
I also think, though, if
Volpe were to not hit him in the chest, Rizzo's going to, you know, give him the pat on the butt or something afterwards. I don't know how much Goldie's like,
Goldie's just a straight-faced, old-school guy. It's his first year here in the Bronx, and he's struggling a little bit himself. I don't know how much he's going to talk to Volpe about that. I know Rizzo was a guy who literally came out and said, just throw it anywhere, I'll get it. He told that to Rougned Odor, who they played out of position at third base. Thanks for the call, David. That's another part of it, too. Now you have to play Paul Goldschmidt. See how these mistakes get compounded and it makes the decisions even harder? You have to play Paul Goldschmidt because you're worried about your shortstop, who the ball came to him a lot today. He did make some plays, but early in the game it cost us, and late in the game it extended the game, and it can't happen. It's got to get cleaned up. And I don't expect him to just magically be perfect. I don't. Definitely not in front of the home crowd. Definitely not in that ballpark. Definitely not with all the pressure that's riding on, like, this team now without Judge and the trade deadline coming up, and they got to climb back into first place, and are they going to be a wild card? It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And you know what? When I talk about him, Volpe, like, I can't imagine what it's like to be Anthony Volpe, to grow up in the ballpark, both ballparks, the old ballpark, the new ballpark. I can't imagine what it's like to be a Yankee fan, to know what it's like to sit in those seats, to love the Yankees, your whole family loved the Yankees, and you to be looked at as the whipping boy, the worst player on the team right now. You being the one that's drawing the ire of the fan base. You know, in the postgame, he says, I know what I'm capable of, and he does. We know what you're capable of, too, and that's what we expect out of you. But at the same time, he is so much in his head, the routine. Like I said, when he dropped that ball and he was trying to deke the runner, the reaction in the crowd was like we were expecting an error. I'm like, bro, you are not clean enough with the glove right now to be playing those games. Just do the basics. Do the basics. But I think it's now we're going into August. What do the Yankees want him to have 20, 25 errors on the year? Step in. I just think having a Med Rosario on this team who costs you nothing, for what you're paying him in salary and what you gave up to get him, a guy that's a veteran that came up as a shortstop. I was reading from an article last week about Francisco Lindor talking about how hard it must be for Volpe as a young guy to have to come up in the Yankee spotlight, to have to go through this on this stage in New York with these fans, and how critical the media and all of the fans are and how loud we are. Like, he doesn't envy his position, but Lindor plays his position and knows how tough it is. Lindor makes errors. Everybody makes errors and mistakes. They're not robots. But the Yankees can't keep going on with, like, oh, he's just going to figure it out. It's good. He puts the work in. Don't worry about it. I have to worry about it. We need these outs. There's no room for error at this point. You have to win games, especially against a team like Tampa. That's a fourth place team. It's gotta change. Peter's in New Hyde Park on the Fan. What's up, Peter?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So you said it before. He grew up a Yankee fan, right? And I believe he's, my opinion is he's hearing footsteps of George Lombard Jr. in the minors. That kid's only 19 years old, but that kid's tearing it up down in the minors. And I think if you listen to Volpe, they asked him a question the other day. He waited like 10 seconds and he said, "Can you repeat that?" I mean, he's so timid when he talks. Again, I don't know, it's just the way he is.
He's in like the twilight zone. He's in a haze. He's in a fog.
Yeah.
He's in a place of, like, I can't believe how hard it's become for me to field my position and throw the ball. I want a gold glove. I was always, like, I was a plus defender. I was an elite defender. It's crazy right now. Thanks for the call, Peter. I disagree about George Lombard Jr. George Lombard Jr. is a ways away, and I don't think Volpe is hearing his footsteps. The Yankees won't call up Spencer Jones right now. They're flirting with Giancarlo Stanton playing right field before calling up Spencer Jones, who's 24 and tearing it up. I don't think Volpe's worried about George Lombard at all. Not this year, not next year, not the year after. Because George Lombard, he's still got to develop. And the Yankees aren't going to rush him. I don't think it's a footsteps thing. I think it's just being in a fog and being stressed out. And there's a ton of pressure, man. There's a ton on this kid. It weighs a ton. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then your boss is telling you, you got it. No, I don't have it. But this is the Yankees, and you got to go out there and play every day, and I know I got to figure it out. But, like, I don't know. It's too much.
Right. I don't know if it's pressure. He looks petrified right now. And it's crazy to see. He legitimately, when he's in the field, he looks petrified to throw the ball. He looks so uncomfortable trying to field the
you.
Ball. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if it's... I think it is
pressure because he's scared to make a mistake because there's added pressure with fans booing him, with the spotlight on him, with him leading the league in errors and the team not being in first place and Aaron Judge being... It's compounded. There's a lot of layers to this.
Then if he's going to get that much affected by fans booing him, that's a larger issue for me. Just got to tune that stuff out to the best of your ability.
Not everybody can.
Oh, that's fair.
It's the then Bronx maybe, cheer.
Then maybe he doesn't have it to play in New York City than in a big media market. Because if he's going to
we're trying to figure that out right now. I think he has it, and he's going to work through it. But I don't think he should be on an island by himself saying, "You got it, man." He's 24 years old. It's his third year in the league.
Yeah, I don't know how they fix it. I was talking to Emmanuel earlier.
Give him a break
about it, and it's like,
let him work with Ahmed Rosario. Why can't he take ground balls with Ahmed Rosario? I was saying this before I knew Ahmed Rosario would be on this team. Iron sharpens iron. He won the job in a competition with IKF, and like you, I just feel like when you play sports, you need to do this. You need to take reps with other guys. There needs to be when it isn't for a game. Right? When it isn't, you know, keeping score against another team, but it's just keeping score with, you know, through practice, it helps, man.
That gets very delicate if you're going to have another guy come and show you the ropes.
But he knows Ahmed Rosario has no actual future to be the Yankee shortstop, and he does.
But if he's already that mentally weak that he's allowing booing to get to him, if you get Ahmed Rosario kind of showing him the ropes of how to play a better shortstop, that might fry him even more.
I don't think so.
That we're having this conversation.
But Ahmed Rosario's on the team and came up as a shortstop. That was his natural position.
Absolutely.
So why can't he help Volpe? People are calling for Willie Randolph to help Volpe. People called me and said Derek Jeter needs to come up and help Volpe. Leave Jeter alone. Let Jeter enjoy his post-Yankees life as a dad and be with his family. Let's go to Ryan down in Ocean Township. What's up, Ryan? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Big fan.
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I know the Yankees are going through their struggles right now. I want to be a little bit of an optimist. I'm going to say that, first off, I think they're going to get in the playoffs, whether it's a wild card spot or whatever it is.
So do I.
Once they get in, throw the regular season out the window. You got a veteran presence on this team. You got guys like Goldschmidt, Bellinger, obviously Judge and Stanton, Fried and Rodon pitching big games. I'm not freaking out about the Yankees right now. I know they're going through their problems, but I think once you get to that spot, anything can happen in this playoffs. And I think Evan says a lot about the playoffs. The way it's set up, anyone can win it. The way the Yankees are set up, I think they're designed to be a playoff team, and that sometimes causes their problems in the regular season.
I think they still need a little bit more, Ryan. They definitely need some help in the bullpen. They need some guys to come out of his bullpen. Today, you know, a video surfaced of Johan Duran from the Minnesota Twins hugging his teammates, and people all looked around, and definitely on Twitter, and people were talking in the stadium, hey, is this guy traded, and Jeff Passan comes out. Like, that's a guy they should go get. We've been talking about the David Bednars, the Ryan Howells. Like, they should get some bullpen help today, tomorrow, the next day. And, you know, I already talked about the range of fans' emotions. You're not freaking out. And you shouldn't freak out necessarily on July 29th when they're four games out of first place and they're the number one, you know, wild card. But, like, there needs to be more of a sense of urgency as far as what we're doing on a daily basis, not going through the motions, not just saying this is fine, this will work, you know, we'll get out of it, because it's about to be August. Here come the dog days, and nothing is guaranteed. Thanks for the call, Ryan. I look at it like this. You don't have to be freaking out, or you could be freaking out. It is not just this year either. There are a lot of Yankee fans that are looking at, like I said in my open, Brian Cashman hiring Aaron Boone and what the Yankees have been in this 8 years of Aaron Boone. They're calling it like it is.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These Yankees decided that Anthony Volpe would win the shortstop job based off of spring training, a month and a half of spring training competition, and they said, we're not sending you down. Volpe didn't yell for that. Volpe didn't say, hey, once I win this job, that's it, guys. Volpe didn't say, I'm the next Derek Jeter, that's it, guys. Volpe didn't say anything about, hey, if I'm making errors and leading the league in errors, you can't sit me for a game. Volpe didn't say any of that. They made these decisions, and that's why I put it on the Yankees as well to correct it. 888-808-1019. And I don't think it's going to – I don't think he's mentally weak where the boos are – like he can't overcome it. But I do think that, like, he's hearing the crowd, because we're all hearing it. Michael Kay was on the broadcast last night. Oh, it was loud boos. Yeah, for a play that, like, yes, he should have been able to glove it, but I think majority of the shortstops in Major League Baseball are not getting Jose Caballero on that play. I talked about it last night. But the Boo Birds are out, and they're so ready to pounce because he had a couple strikeouts, whatever. At least today he put bat to ball. Let's hope, you know, the offense coming alive transfers over to defense. But, like, it's hard. You guys ever play baseball? That ball's coming at you fast. It's hard to field that ball. But he has the skill set. He says he knows what he's capable of. It's mental. It's between the ears. They need to just give him a break. Watch somebody else make the plays. And not with the fear of I'm going to lose my job, because he's not going to lose his job. It's simple. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Rolling along.
Listen, I'm going to talk about the right now Yankees, our Yankees, and I don't want you to get upset and hang up on me. I want to also get into the Hall of Fame.
Me?
If you don't mind.
Me?
I know. But, you know, I might get too angry. That's the only time that you do that. But I just want to say something, okay? The showstop, okay? Like your producer said, you can't be, he's got to figure it out. We can't be saying that forever, okay? We can't just think that he's going to figure it out. Or give him, that's not going to help us win, okay? Right now, a decision has to be made. You got a second baseman that his skills are still in base. He has a solo base in 30 games, okay? Then the owner, I mean, the GM had the nerve to get a guy at third base that hit the lead the league in strikeouts with something that we do most of the time, batting 215.
Yeah, but he plays the hell out of that hot corner, though.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop, guys. What does it take? You think we're going to go all the way with this kind of team? Honestly,
No, but as soon as Garrett Cole went down, I started thinking they weren't going to win. And I've said multiple times, I don't think the Yankees or the Mets are winning a World Series this year. But what do I know? Crazier things have happened.
Forget about Cole. I mean, I'm talking about the entire team right now besides Ballinger, okay? Which, if you remember, when he won the MVP a long time ago, he went to the play when he did that. What Judge did a long time ago, he hit a 146. So, you know, I tell you what, he's outstanding right now. We're going to give this guy 5 years, and it's going to be another DJ LeMahieu. But anyway.
No, he's not. But listen, I know that these guys can slump in October. That's why the defense being cleaned up is even more important. You got to be able to get these outs. You got to be able to pitch. You got to be able to defend. That was supposed to be a priority of this 2025 New York Yankees team.
Keith. We score a lot of runs, okay, when the pitching is not that good. If the Boston team has a good starter, we get one or two hits into the sixth inning, and then we run into a reliever that are garbage, and then we start hitting home runs. And then, oh, my God, we lead the league in home run score. That's not going to work in the playoff, big guy. But can I talk about the Hall of Fame now?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to make the guys this afternoon were talking about, Pettit should go into the Hall of Fame because of what he did in the playoff. Baseball is about regular season. It's not about the playoff. Only football applies that, okay? And Ichiro Suzuki, okay? I am in shock that the man was not unanimous, okay? And, you know, sooner or later, they're going to have to change the situation, the panel. All these writers, they got to go. It's got to be former Hall of Famer players that is going to have the committee, be in the committee and have a panel. And they do the selection because these writers, they clueless. You know what?
Thanks for the call, Lou. Yeah, I mean, Ken Griffey wasn't unanimous. Derek Jeter wasn't unanimous. Ichiro wasn't unanimous. Mariano Rivera was. But, like, those guys are protected by anonymity, and they're also cowards. And, like, they're pen pusher nerds. So, like, I don't care, really. But, like, I don't care about that. We know what we saw. We know who was legit. I just talked about, you guys ever play baseball? It's hard to do. But, like, it's not hard to go to school, get a journalism degree, and write articles, and then say, ha, 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 I'm going to be the one guy to not vote for this guy. Good for those guys. Hopefully they sleep better at night feeling like they did something. Whatever. Pettit, I don't think that's going to happen. I forget where he was in the voting or whatever, but obviously that's another thing, right? Steroids. There's a league of shadows, and I don't even care about the Hall of Fame, bro. The Hall of Fame to me was bogus when they put in Big Sloppy Ortiz as first ballot Hall of Fame. So whatever. But congrats to CC and congrats to Ichiro and yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't think the younger generation's gonna care. I don't think the younger generation's gonna care about the Hall of Fame and going up there. It's not gonna be a thing that they're just gonna be like, okay, so what? And yeah, sure, the Hall of Fame is about your career stats, cumulative numbers, and not just what you did in the postseason. But yeah, going back to what you were saying about the Yankees hitting home runs can win you games in the postseason. That's what happened, right? That's how we got to the World Series. Juan Soto hit a home run that sent us to the World Series. Who won the ALCS MVP? Giancarlo Stanton. Not because he was hitting hustle singles, infield singles, hustle doubles. Like, he was hitting the ball out of the ballpark. It can win you games. It's a good thing that the Yankees have that. They have to add relief pitching. They have to add another starter potentially, and they have to clean up the defense, and they can't just say, Volpe's elite. He puts in the work. He can do it. It hasn't worked yet. He had two errors today. Try something else. And you literally created the option. I do not understand you getting Amed Rosario and saying, yeah, he's going to platoon with Ryan McMahon and play some outfield. You have the option right there. And I think Volpe, being a baseball fan, having respect for the veterans in the clubhouse, I don't think he would trip off of Amed Rosario getting a day. I think Volpe has had 3 days off. I think the last one was that Sunday in the Orioles series where they played at 11:35 because the game was on Roku. He's not above rest. He's a human being. We all have rest. We all have mental health breaks. We all have PTO. We all have days off. It doesn't make you any less of a man or a player or whatever to sit down for a day. It doesn't mean you're being disciplined or punished. It's a reset, man. It's a reset. If anybody on the team looks like they need a reset, it's him. Emily is on Long Beach or in Long Beach on the fan. What's up, Emily?
Hey, I was at the game tonight and all this talk about Volpe, I was sitting next to people, they're booing him. He's just a kid. He's 24. He's a year younger than me. I mean, I hope this kid's in therapy,
That's what I said, too. I hope the Yankees have some type of psychology person, mental health coach. He's got a lot more baseball ahead of him. I hate that we eat our own, but I understand it. I had a video go out where I was saying, I don't understand fans doing that. How do you show up and root against the team? And people are, we pay our hard-earned money, Keith. You don't get it. It's more than just Volpe. We're booing the organization and their decisions. Yeah, whatever, yo. I'm trying to win. I'm going there to help.
I mean, I'm still going to a game. I'm having a good time. I'm rooting for Volpe. I'm hoping that he can overcome this slump. And he hits a home run. He steals a base.
Yeah.
He's playing okay baseball when he needs to. And you know what? I'll forgive a few mistakes. It's right after the All-Star break. It's like the Yankees do this every year. It's nothing I'm not used to. Judge is hurt. We got to get through this time. I mean, as a diehard fan since I was a kid, this happens every year. I'm hoping that Toronto is going to fall apart like they do. The Yankees are going to slide into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens when we get there.
That's a good way to be, Emily. Thanks for that call. And you know what? The fans do want to root for him. I had a couple videos, and I'm like, it got loud when he drove in Dominguez. It got loud when he hit that home run. Majority of the people there do want to cheer. There's just some frustrated fans in between that just, I don't know, they're also there to boo because they think they're going to They think they're going to, this will teach them. This will make the organization fix this, and even on Twitter, and internet is fake life. It's not real, because there's a lot of you on Twitter that don't ever be in the ballpark. There's a lot of you on Twitter that say things that you wouldn't actually say in the ballpark or do at the game. But people, what now, Keith? Is it the fans' fault that he made the error? No. And that's the first thing I said. He started off the game on some BS. Have at it. I'm around people that are like, again, come on. I'm like, yeah, well, it's what's gonna happen. But I'm looking at the Yankees now saying, hey, you step in. I think Amed Rosario is the best option to spell him for a game. Not Peraza. Peraza's a negative, an automatic out. If you're going to take his bat out of the lineup, and how come that too now? Now that you have another option and you've had other options, everybody else has to sit depending on matchups and splits. Even the great Cody Bellinger, obviously Ben Rice and Paul Goldschmidt, Stanton. Volpe's the only one. He's the worst hitter on the team, right? How come he's the only one that doesn't have to have a rest day depending on the matchup? Make it make sense. Phil is in Manhattan. Before we get to the break, Phil, you're on.
Hey, thank you. I'm not really all that concerned about Anthony Volpe's fielding, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I know that Derek Jeter made 254 errors in his career. And I don't recall myself ever being concerned about that. And, you know, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, they made errors too. Everybody makes errors. What I recall about tonight's game, and I was at the game tonight, was Anthony Volpe hitting that tremendous home run. And everybody going wild, cheering for Anthony Volpe, cheering for him, cheering because he came through. That's what I recall, and that's what I like about Anthony Volpe. He's a tremendous player. He has grit. He wants to play. He shows up, and he already has around 61 RBIs. And I think I'm very satisfied with him as shortstop.
Well, that's good, Phil. I'm glad you feel that way, but most people would disagree with you. You can't sugarcoat it like that. But that's a great way of glass half full. Like I said, there's a range of Yankee fans. There are a bunch of Yankee fans that are probably listening right now, like, tremendous player. What are you talking about? Oh, Derek Jeter made errors. Yeah, I said we all make errors. We're human beings. We're not robots. But what I'm saying is the Yankees need to, and when we, you know, after we come back from here, like, I'm going to move on to some other things. But I just think that tonight is another night where it's like, come on, he had two errors in this game, cost us in the beginning of the game, could have cost us at the end of the game. It's so clear that he's thinking. You can make a low light reel of how many routine ground balls he's either botched, how many throws he hasn't made, and it's clear that it's in the kid's head. So step in. Get ahead of it. Instead of saying, like, you're not even ahead of it. You're behind it. Step in now and let Ahmed Rosario spell him for a game. And what's the worst that could happen? Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. We'll do the big shot of the night as well. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.